Morning, everybody. It's Murphy Houston, and it is time for Mile High Magazine. Hope your Sunday is going well. And joining us today is the Mother's Milk Bank Director, Rebecca Heinrich. Rebecca, Happy New Year, and welcome to Mile High Magazine.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, let's talk about that. You know, I'll bet there's so many people that listen right now don't even know that there is a Mother's Milk Bank. So let's talk about what it is, how it started, and what's going on with that.
Absolutely. Mother's Milk Bank we're a nonprofit program. So we are here to help the community. We're part of the Rocky Mountain Children's Health Foundation.
Oh.
And our job is to make sure that the neonatal intensive care units, so the NICUs in hospitals across the country, are able to have nutrition for the little preterm babies, the little preemies that are born there.
So it's different, too, because they don't just get formula, obviously, at that stage of life, do they?
Yeah, so when they're extra teeny tiny, it's so important that they have access to human milk. And so we want to make sure that we have that ready for them and that it's also as safe and screened and processed in ways that make it really perfect for their little systems.
You know, and I'm reading here, and of course, how would I know this, but the demand for donor human milk is on the rise. Why is it so great now, maybe more than last year or the years before?
You know, we are seeing a lot more clinicians, so doctors and nurses, who are learning about the benefits of donor human milk, who are understanding that this is really a wonderful thing to offer to their patients for so many benefits. The nutritional benefits are obviously fantastic, but also the immune system benefits. Because, you know, we're in cold and flu season. We want to make sure that these babies are getting the advantages of having the antibodies that are passed through the human milk and are getting that access. And so now that doctors know really these wonderful things that it can do to help little babies grow and become stronger, we are just seeing more requests coming in. Last year, we saw over a 10% increase in requests from our hospital partners, which we can only meet with the help of the community.
Right. So let me ask you this question. So the mothers of these young babies, they can't provide enough milk? Is that the situation?
Yeah, and there are lots of reasons where a mom might not be able to provide for her own baby. She might be on a medication.
Oh.
If the mother has given birth very prematurely, her body may just not be ready to produce milk yet. There could be latching issues. If the baby is very small, it's not ready to take the milk directly from the mom. And so we need to have other alternatives. And so we want to reach out to the moms who do have excess milk. And this is usually a mom who's been pumping for a while, feeding her own baby, and she looks in her freezer and says, "What the heck am I going to do with all of this?"
Oh, correct.
And so we are more than happy to take that donation, process it, and pasteurize it so that it's safe for fragile infants, and send it to hospitals where it can really do the most good.
Well, then how do new mothers help out here? Like you just said, they might have a freezer full of milk and maybe they're moving on to something else with their child. How do you donate?
We want to make the process as easy as possible. It's kind of similar to blood donation. You have to go through a phone interview and fill out an online screening form to talk about your medical history, some of the medications you might be on, that sort of thing. And then we also do require blood testing, but we've fully pay for that. We want to make sure that there's no cost to any of our donors. After you're approved, the donor relations team will kind of help you figure out the best way to get the milk to us. If you're in the Denver metro area, we can send a courier to your home. You can drop off the milk at the hospital where you delivered. If you're outside of this area, we work with FedEx to ship things overnight. We'll deliver a box to you. You pack it up and mail it back to us.
And that's mainly the state of Colorado. I mean, you're not sending milk or getting milk from all over the West, are you?
We are, actually.
Really?
We are. Mother's Milk Bank here in Arvada, Colorado, is one of the largest milk banks in the country. There's only 31 milk banks nationwide. And
Wow. So
we have a big territory to cover, and we actually feed babies from Alaska to Florida.
Unbelievable. I thought there'd be like a lot of mother milk banks around the country, but not so much.
I know. Yeah, it's something that's not super common, and it's not a thing that a lot of people know about until they need it. And so with that, we're so grateful for this opportunity to get the word out.
So what happens to the milk? You get the milk donated, then where's it going? What happens to it?
So we have a laboratory here on site at our office, and it's a clean room where we treat the milk absolutely as best as possible to make sure that it is perfectly pure once it leaves here. The donated milk gets pooled together, so we take multiple donors and mix them together with the idea of kind of trying to aim for a nice even calorie content for our little babies. It gets pasteurized, similar process to what you would purchase in the store, but much more gentle. We use kind of the holder method, which is a very gentle pasteurization method, and then we send the milk for safety testing. We want to make sure that this milk is perfectly safe, and once it passes all of that, we send it to NICUs in Colorado and all across the country.
Oh, my goodness. Is there a date involved with this? How long does the mother's milk last?
Milk expires 1 year after it was pumped. So
wow.
If it's been sitting in your freezer for 6 months, 8 months, still good. We will absolutely use it. But after a year, it's no longer usable for NICU babies.
Well, I'm surprised it lasts a year. That's a long time.
I know. It's very stable once it's frozen.
Well, good for you guys. You're doing a good job. And I understand you got a story about a donor mom. Can you share that with us?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we've got one of our very sweet moms who her own baby refused to feed at the breast. And so she switched to just pumping. And, you know, it was a better fit for her family. It was a better fit for her baby. And she gives us this beautiful quote. "I hadn't forgotten what a relief it was to have access to donor milk as a new struggling mom trying to feed my baby in the hospital. And I wanted to provide that same sense of comfort to other mamas and babies." So it's very sweet, and we're grateful for her.
Well, how many donor moms do you have? Is there several around the metro area or around the country?
You know, over the course of 2023, we had over 800 new donors who went through the whole process and gave us, oh gosh, what did we dispense last year? I think we were at 685,000 ounces.
Oh.
We dispensed, which is over 5,300 gallons. If you think about it in, purchased milk terms.
Sure.
So it's a lot of milk coming through here.
Well, you put it in milk terms like that, and my eyes light up going, wow, that's a lot of milk. Way to go, moms. And let's And why is the mother's milk so important?
You know, it's really those critical vitamins and nutrients that are only available in donor human milk. The, there's so much that is special about milk. You know, we often say that human milk is magic, and I think that it's because of this perfect blend of vitamins and nutrients, but also it has this wonderful ability to help reduce the occurrence of, and this is a big word, I'm sorry,
yeah,
necrotizing enterocolitis.
Wow, that is a big word.
Enterocolitis is a disorder of the gut that can really be life-threatening for these teeny tiny preemies. And so with having this additional protection against necrotizing enterocolitis can really be life-saving for them.
Well, congratulations on that. And they can't use formula. I guess I would be thinking, or maybe a lot of listeners right now, well, can't they just use formula like other babies do when they get a little older? Maybe they can, but not now at this stage of their life.
Exactly. When they're the smallest babies benefit the most from having the human milk. The formula doesn't have that same protection level. It doesn't have the immune properties, and it doesn't help protect against necrotizing enterocolitis.
Well, and as you hear, it seems like it's still even hard to find baby formula. We had that crisis, a year ago maybe, and they weren't on the shelves. And even now I hear that it's not what it should be. Do you hear that same thing?
We do, and I know that is absolutely another stressor for families. You know, we really want parents to have all of the possible options for nutrition sources for their infants. But, I know it can be really terrifying when you're just not sure what you're going to feed your baby.
Wow, that's just a lot of work for sure. And what if a new mom needs donor human milk for their baby? What do they do? Does the hospital hand them directly with that, or are they on their own?
Yeah, while they're at the hospital, having access to donor milk is just a huge relief for parents who are struggling to feed their newborn. So if additional supplementary feeding is required, just talk to your care team about it. They should have donor milk ready for you. But if you've been discharged and you're at home and you're realizing that, maybe my own supply isn't quite up to snuff yet and I need a little bit of help, just give us a call. We'll need a prescription from a medical professional that verifies the need here, because this is a limited resource and we want to make sure that it goes to the babies who need it. And then we would require them to fill out a form. It's just an infant medical history form at milkbankcolorado.org. And once we've got that taken care of, we'll get some milk dispensed.
So I'm kind of curious, and maybe this is just a man's thought, as far as baby milk coming from moms, is there different kinds? I guess it would be like there's different kinds of blood?
That is a very good point. There are different kinds of milk, but ultimately it's all human milk. So we do separate milk from babies who were delivered prematurely. So if a baby was a preemie baby and mom is in NICU waiting for her baby to go home, and she pumps and pumps and pumps and accumulates this big stash while, waiting for her baby to get big enough to go home, we love that milk because that is the best food for premature babies. So premature milk is the best for premature babies, so that's a great thing to have. We also separate, we have some dietary restrictions. There are babies who are very sensitive to cow's milk. And so we separate milk there. So we have this dairy restricted milk, which feels kind of weird to say that this is like a non-dairy dairy product.
Yeah, that is a little unusual. Yes.
Yep. So we separate that out. And we even actually make non-fat milk here. We skim the fat off. And the non-fat milk is very important for babies who are going through heart surgery. They are particularly at risk for a condition called chylothorax. And so it's a very specialty product that we make for very special babies who are having a tough time of it.
Well, how big is the mother's milk bank? Is it a huge facility? Explain what it looks like and what you're doing there.
We have a beautiful laboratory. It's ISO 7, which means that the airflow is restricted. It's a clean room. We have multiple pasteurizers and equipment for dispensing the milk into our 4-ounce bottles. But it's kind of a mix between pharmaceutical and a food product, so we follow both sets of restrictions. We have hand-washing protocols and dishwashing protocols and all of the things that you would expect to see in a kitchen. But we also follow very strict guidelines for temperature monitoring and microbiology safety. It's a wonderful thing.
Well, it must look like a hospital.
That's what
I'm envisioning in my mind as you're describing it.
Yeah, everybody's gowned up in, lab coats and hairnets and looking very fashionable.
Well, I bet so. We're talking to the Mother's Milk Bank director, Rebecca Heinrich. And Rebecca, how long have you been there? How long have you been involved? It sounds like you've been there from the start.
Oh, goodness, you're so kind. I have been with the Milk Bank for 8 years now, and it truly is a wonderful place to be. My career before this was in organ and tissue transplant.
Oh, boy.
Which was very beneficial and, obviously very exciting, and you felt great at the end of the day, but it was also always depressing.
Well,
every story was sad, and so coming to the Milk Bank, where there are still these wonderful, generous donations being made, these stories are so happy.
Yes, they are.
Happy moms who have more milk than their baby needs, who are donating to moms who could use a little extra help. It's a wonderful gratitude sandwich that we're in right here.
I like that. That's a good one. So, Rebecca, before I let you go, if you're a mom out there that wants to donate, what do they do?
Go to our website at milkbankcolorado.org and check out the area on donating milk. Or you can just give us a call at 303-869-1888. And we would love to hear from you. Or if you know somebody in your family or in your neighborhood who has some extra milk, we would love to hear from them.
Well, Rebecca Heinrich of Mother's Milk Bank, the director there, keep up the good work. I've learned a little something here today. Nice way to start the new year, learning something new, that's for sure.
And Happy New Year, Murphy.
Well, same to you, and thanks for coming on Mile High Magazine today. We appreciate that. And you guys, too, hang on. Now we got more coming up on Mile High Magazine. Murphy Houston here.